And that is Pagliaro's 1975 hit, What the Hell I've Got on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Marissa Lennox, in for Sam.
And I'm Jane. And we learned on Monday the additional Toronto police patrols, which were put on the TTC this past January, have ended. Initially, the plan was announced as a way to help reduce the number of random violent acts on Toronto's transit system. But at $1.5 million a month, and with other measures in place now, the temporary program has come to an end. Joining us to talk more about the decision and safety on the TTC, Toronto Police Acting Deputy Chief Lauren Pogue. Deputy Chief, thanks for joining us.
Great, thanks for having me.
Help us understand why the decision was made at this time.
Well, thanks so much, Jane. So initially, when we announced our presence in the subway, it was done jointly with TTC and the mayor and certainly the city to address the safety and security issues. And we are just one part of an overall approach to addressing those security issues in partnership. And TTC has put a number of additional resources in place over the past 6 weeks, and what we've actually moved from is a model where we're utilizing callback officers who are on their days off getting paid overtime to an on-duty model, and that is a model that is intelligence-led. You know, you will still see a presence of officers in the system patrolling and also responding to calls as needed in the areas where there's the most demand for service and where we're seeing, you know, large volumes of people transitioning through spaces as they commute.
There have been some numbers pointing to the success of the program, among them 314 arrests, a firearm seizure, an individual charged in an unprovoked attack on the Spadina streetcar. I'm curious if you have any sense of whether or not these arrests would have happened under regular circumstances, or if it was the program that was part of the success.
You know, a number of those arrests actually occurred while our officers were on patrol, and then some of them occurred as a result of investigation and follow-up after the occurrences happened.
So in terms of whether there was a positive impact overall on the extra officers, you're still figuring that out?
We are. We're still looking at the data, and the TTC is working with our analytics and innovation team to pull together that data, and it will be reported on. Certainly anecdotally, we had a lot of feedback from commuters that they appreciated the presence of police in the system. And, you know, it just wasn't about arrests. We also had 220 referrals and continue to make referrals while we're in the system for people who are experiencing homelessness and mental health issues, food insecurity, et cetera.
So will this mean a decrease in the number of police patrol on the TTC? Because that's what Torontonians really want to know.
There still will be a large presence. And, you know, what I can't speak to is the exact number because it will be very fluid, again, depending on time and place where needed most. But also because with the callbacks, we posted those and we knew how many were being filled. You know, our deployment now will be it's a whole of service approach. So all 16 divisions across the city will be individually looking at their geographical space, looking at the incidents of violence and other criminal acts on the system, and then they will deploy accordingly. So that could be on surface routes or in the subway system.
Deputy Chief, back in December and January, we were hearing about random violence incidents almost on a daily basis, and that no longer seems to be the case, or at least they're not being reported. Is it fair to say that the safety situation has improved since those weeks back in the beginning of the winter?
We're certainly cautiously optimistic. The system is still very, very safe, you know, considering the amount of ridership each day. Those incidents were very high profile and obviously impacted the perception of safety as well. And so we're going to continue to be in the system, both patrolling and responding to calls as needed. But we'll also continue to work with the TTC and the city and be responsive to any changing circumstances. You know, if we see those violent acts continue, we're prepared to scale up as required.
Okay, and just very quickly, what about commuter responsibilities? Anything you're asking of people who ride the TTC?
I think, it's always, no matter where you are, not just in the transit system, to just, be aware of your surroundings, And certainly, please report anything of concern to us. You know, we find out that a lot of things do go unreported because, you know, people remove themselves from the situation and go about their day. So certainly it helps us understand what we're potentially facing when people do call the police.
Very good. We'll hope for the best. Toronto Police Acting Deputy Chief Lauren Pogue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.